Blog Talk Radio.
To the Hottest Block Talk Show. It's the Bopper Shop. This is your boy, Deacon Chauncey Odom, coming to you live from my place. I just got back home just after work this morning. I had a wonderful weekend. Had to take my niece to ANC. She's a freshman, Aggie Pride. I was hanging out with my parents and my other little niece who will be attending ANC next year. I hope everybody had a good weekend, a good day. Hope everybody went and got that word today. Like I said, this is your boy, Deacon Chauncey Odom. My co-host today is Pastor Darlene Falls from Charlotte, North Carolina. She was with us last week. She's back with us again today. If the Lord's will, excuse me, she'll be with us again Thursday. Thursday will be the last part to relationship, and then we're going to go into the different kind of relationships. We got friendship, courtship, marriage, and we're going to even talk about intimacy again. So, again, I'd like to thank everybody for calling in or listening to it on the blog or listening on podcast. You know, I want to thank everyone from the bottom of my heart. I'm trying to stay consistent. God's been dealing with me, and I hope what we talk about has really opened your mind about relationships. Like I said once before, I don't move until God said move, and God is telling me Thursday to be my last day of doing a relationship with him, and then we're going to go again into friendship, courtship, marriage, and we're going to also talk about intimacy. Before we get into today's show, like I always do, I'd like to give honor to God who's first in my life. I thank him for waking me up this morning, giving me activities in my limbs, keeping me in my right mind. With that being said, we're going into prayer, and then the Hottest Block Talk Show, we're going to get down as usual, and we're going to have fun at the same time. So with that being said, Heavenly Father, thank you for waking us this morning. Thank you for keeping us in our right mind. Thank you for the activity of our limb. Thank you for your grace and mercy. Without you, God, we all are nothing. God, you didn't have to wake us up this morning, but you did. And someone didn't make it this morning, God, but we want you to go to that family right now and touch their heart and don't control them. And just show your love, your peace that you always do in the time of need to a folks who have lost someone today. I'd like to send a special request out to the Thomas family down in Leland, North Carolina. A friend of mine, her mom just passed away the other day. And I know she's taking a hard. I want everybody to lift up, God. We need you to touch that family right now, God. We need you to touch the family that's homeless, the family that's unemployed. God, we need you to send your protection for our little children, for our kids, because these streets are taking them out left and right. God, we even want you to touch the president hard. God, we even want you to touch his cabinet. We even want you to touch all his members on his team to just show them that you're still in charge. No matter what they do, no matter what they say, no matter laws they pass, God, you still in control of everything on this face of this earth. With that being said, God, we thank you, we honor you, in Jesus' name we pray, amen. Again, this is your boy, Deacon Chauncey Odom. My co-host is Pastor Darlene Falls. Last Sunday, she gave a little bit of her testimony, and we're going to let her talk some more today. I'm going to sit back and let her have some fun so she can see how we roll here on the barbershop. But again, if this is your first time coming, this is the Hottest Blog Talk Show. It's called The Barbershop, the platform for my brothers of all colors, no matter who you are, we all, God created all men and women. And it's been a pleasure doing this, and I like to thank the women who've been participating, the women who've been sending me messages, thanking me about this series, the relationship is well needed. And I pray to God that the men will step up and do what they're supposed to do as men, you know, because I feel deep down in my heart that if we don't take our place, then the devil is going to have much heft on this earth. He's trying to take all men out. I don't care what your religion is, what your color is. He's trying to take all men out. And I challenge all the men, all my brothers out there again, step up to the plate. Let's stand up and link arms and show the devil that we mean business. Also show God and let God know we're here. You know, we hurt just like women do. So don't feel bad. You got issues, I got issues. But I'm not going to let my issues dictate what God has for me. And I speak highly of God because my testimony is powerful. I told my testimony plenty of times. I'm transparent on the show. I cry. I do everything. But I also give God the honor and the glory for saving me. Because without him, I wouldn't be going to barbershop. You know, and I think everyone ought to know that the best relationship to have is with God. Because if we have God in everything that we do when it comes to our friendship, marriage, courtship, and even intimacy, we will be good at what we do because God will guide us to that position or to that process. You know, we said last week, everybody wants the blessings, but they don't want to go through the storm and the trials. They don't want to stay in the process. But believe me, if you stand strong in your spot and hold your head up high and open your mouth, this is for the brothers out there, God will do his part. We have to do our part. With that being said, I'm going to let Pastor Darlene say a little bit of that, some stuff, and let her tell her testimony and talk about her relationship with God. Pastor Darlene, go ahead.
Good evening, everybody. Hope everyone is doing wonderful. Hope everyone have had a super fantabulous day today. It's a beautiful and wonderful day here in the big Queen City, Charlotte, North Carolina. For me, I love the relationship that I have with the Lord. It's one that keeps a smile on my face. Even when I don't feel like smiling, I know when Deacon Chauncey had hit me up a little while ago and was asking, you know, what was I doing? I was actually laying down relaxing because my body has been in chronic pain for the past few days. But like I told him, I say, I don't let it hinder me. I keep on moving forward. And even in the midst of the pain, I still can smile. Even in the midst of the pain, I still have joy because the Lord is mm-hmm. my joy. He's my light, you know. He's my happiness. He's my peace. And so, you know, I'm just grateful, you know, to be alive, just to be able to give God the glory and the praise and the honor that he's due, you know.
Thank you. We're talking about relationships to the one who's just chiming in, the one who's listening on over social media, Facebook, Blog Talk Radio, or podcast. We didn't get to get to this last week, but I looked up some words with each letter in relationship. And one particular, the first one is aura. And the first thing came to my mind as I was looking through my book is responsibility. And we all have a responsibility when it comes to a relationship, even with friendship, even with courtship, marriage. You know, we have a responsibility, even with being intimate, we have a responsibility. You know, it's just like we've been talking about the relationship with God, you know, our responsibility when it comes to him and intimacy is to get closer. That's our responsibility, is to show God that we adore him and that we don't have no problem him changing our heart. Because it's one thing I know, and I know from experience, one thing you don't want God to be on your bad side. You know, we said before, you know, your mama, your daddy, your grandmama, your pastor, your overseer, you can go to all the above and ask for prayer. But when God has that over you, no one can pray that offer. He will do it when he wants to in his time. So, you know, I encourage everybody that want to have a relationship with God, always remember your responsibility. Even in courtship, men, your responsibility to that woman that you are in a courtship with is my three P's: prayer warrior, protector, and provider. And it's the same way in marriage. And I think it would be the same way with God. You know, pray to him. He gives you the strength. He gives you what to pray for. And our protection is to stand up and protect his word and speak his word and announce his word and live by his word. And, you know, to me, I always say this. I thank God no matter what the situation is. Just like Pastor Darlene said, no matter how I feel, how my body feels, what my issues are, and what things I'm going through, God don't always get the glory. And this past week, I was on a week fast, and I had a dear friend of mine, you know, was on the fast with me. She went through some stuff at work, but she kept praying, she kept fasting, she kept praying, she kept fasting, she kept reading her word. And she told me that she got an email for the situation at work. They dropped it. When you're fasting, you're letting God know that I'm sacrificing. This is what I'm sacrificing to get close to you. This is what I'm sacrificing to hear your voice, not what nobody else say. And he did some stuff for me last week. You know, fasting is a part of being in a relationship with God. And people don't like fasting. Right. People always talk about prayer. Yeah, I love prayer. But if you really want to see God move and do his thing in your life, try fast. You can hear his voice clearly. Hear his voice clearly, and you can see him move. People can talk about you and say this or say this. In a situation, God always, my child is making a sacrifice to get closer to me. That's a part of being intimate. Praying and fasting is a part of being intimate with God, getting closer to him. I don't know about nobody else. I enjoy fast. Time, all last week, I didn't watch TV until probably about 7 o'clock in the evening. All I listened to was gospel music, listened to his voice. That's a part of being in a relationship with God. And I challenge everybody, this week, if you don't fast the whole week, take a time out your day. Don't do nothing that you like doing. Pray and listen to God's voice. Praying and fasting are, I can do it. It might take some people some time to get used to it, but try it. And the situation and the burden that you have, give them to God and pray and fast on and watch him move. We got a caller, Darlene, last number 9336, well, last four numbers. 9336.
It's your biggest fan, Pastor
Falana.
How you guys doing? What's going on?
Hey, Pastor Falana, what's going on?
Hey, Pastor Falana.
Man, you guys are talking about fasting, and I'm going to make this quick. So, and this is a true testimony. Bless his heart. When I was first trying to get my Christian walk together, then knowing it better, there's this brother, I won't say his name, had me doing a diet. Well, I wouldn't eat anything but vegetables and fruit. So, okay, to give him a little background, I take lettuce, okay? So by the time I finish doing that, by 3 o'clock in the morning, I'm grabbing the toilet and I'm regurgitating. The point that I'm making is be mindful of how you're doing the fasting, ladies and gentlemen. If you do think everything you do in moderation. Everything does, like you all just said, it does not have to be food. You know what I mean? For me, it could be, you know, I can't think of anything off the top of my head that I love more than God, but I'm just saying, you know, it could be anything. Like for some, it could be spending money too much. Or for some, like you were saying, I'm still looking at TV. Or, sis, I don't know about you, but it could be I'm not going to buy that dress this time. A whole, whatever it is that you're putting before God,
pocketbook.
Put that down for me. Put that, there you go. Some shoes or something, right?
Pocketbook.
Put that down. You know what I mean? And don't do it like that. Don't do it like I did, Liz Gilman. Don't listen to somebody that don't know what they're talking about, okay? Take care of your health and take care of you. God bless y'all.
God bless. I mean, being honest and transparent, there's nothing like being in a relationship with God. Because I know we have several people that's listening and that's calling in. Even when it comes to a relationship, having your heart broken.
Wow.
That's the one you can lay your head on his shoulder.
Everything.
Cry. Mm-hmm. Hold his hand. And he can mend a broken heart. That's why I tell people, you know, that's why we're talking about a relationship with God. Because in order for us to have a friendship, courtship, marriage, we have to have that relationship with God. And also be careful, you know, dealing with, you know, people. You know, you got some people that's going to try to tear you down. And the enemy knows, even when it comes to fasting, the enemy knows what your weakness is. And he will try to
sure do.
For instance,
sure
I went to the grocery store the other day. And I didn't see this guy. And I pulled into a parking space. When I looked, won't nobody there. So I parked, and I went into the store. And I seen the guy when he walked past. I told him to look up. He was shaking his head. Now, mind you, I'm on my fast. So the enemy feels like, okay, I'm going to get him and see what he's going to really do. See, is he going to step outside of his character? So when I came out the store, don't you know this guy put a grocery cart in front of the car? A grocery cart on the side of the car, and a grocery cart behind the car. I already knew who done it. I knew who done it. And I looked across the parking lot. He's sitting in his car revving up his engine. So I decided to wake up. I ain't getting mad. It was funny to me because here you go, you walk past me, all the other parking spaces you go past, but you get mad because I took this one right here. But then you got the dash of it, put grocery carts all around the car that I'm driving and thinking you're doing something. Really? And I knew it wasn't nothing but the trick of the enemy. Okay, he's been doing this, but he's been standing strong. He's been standing strong. I'm building my relationship with God. And in order to build my relationship with God, fasting and praying is one of the most intimate things you can have with him. I looked across the parking lot, the whole fella kept revving the engine. I laughed at the guy in the car. But I knew it was the devil. It's different. When you don't know it's the devil attacking you, when you know the enemy is coming after you, that's when you get into your prayer warrior mode. That's when you go into your fasting for your family, for anything and everything. Because like they said, you call on Jesus, the demons got to flee. That's why God been letting me talk about the relationship with me. I know a lot of people that had bad marriages, bad relationships, and they talk about I'm lonely. If you really look at it, you're not lonely. If you had a relationship with God, you got the best relationship. So what that man left? So what that woman left? God is the best. It's the best friend you can ever have in your life. He don't leave us. We end up walking away from him. So I encourage everyone that's listening, that's calling in, never think that you are alone. If God is still there with you, waiting on you with his arms open, ask him, child, come here. Let me hold your hand. Or lay your head on my shoulder, like your grandma used to do back in the day. When we do, so. you want a hug or you want to cry, we can always go to our grandmama. She always got our back. Even with our mama, always had our back. Even our dads had our back. Even though they might have fussed and we went and did something crazy, but they were still there. to the ones who had that fault. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not knocking it, you know. But God is our best friend. He ain't going to turn his back on you. When you need him, he's going to be there. You know, like that song said, Jesus on the main line, tell him what you want. Hey, you know, like I know, you better be specific when you go to God and talk to him, because he'll give you what your heart desires. But like I said, we got to play our part, and that's where the responsibility comes in at, the first letter of relationship. And I looked at the second letter of relationship is encouragement. We all need to encourage somebody, because we don't know what they are going through. Even if you don't do nothing but say good morning, how you doing, how was your day? And they sitting there already frustrated, mad, but then they look, they concerned about how my day is. That's a relationship. Even though it might be your coworker or your neighbor or someone you just met, it's still a relationship. We never know what the next person going through. And I've always been told testimony is not for that individual. It's for the others that's coming into the storm or that's stuck in the middle of the storm. When we come through, we're supposed to be able to help somebody else. Darlene, I know I'm doing a lot of talking. Pastor Falon, I know you still up there. If y'all feel like saying anything, because y'all know me, I keep going. But what do you think about the second letter in the word relationship, like I said, encouragement? Either
for
one of
me,
y'all don't talk at the same time.
I love to encourage people. I know, like, when I'm at work, and I work with one part of the place is a child development center. Then the other part of the building is part of Charlotte Mecklenburg Schools, and then the church have a private school. So, you know, when the people come in, it's like probably about it's the majority of women, and then it's about four guys. And so I'm always encouraging people. And one of the guys at the part that I work in, he's a deacon. So, you know, I always go in and I'm letting them, you know, you look good today. You know, you smell good today. I like your smile. I like your sneakers. And, you know, they were joking with me and they're talking about, well, you always, you know, have some type of comment. And I say, well, you know, it's like this. You don't know what this person may have been going through before they got here.
Amen.
Somebody
Amen.
Could have, you know, mm-hmm. ran them off the road and they might have started, you know, cussing and, you know, came in with a negative attitude. For the ones that are married, it could have been an argument at home, you know, or it could have been an issue with the child. So you don't know what they were going through before they got here. So I'm that person. I'm a peacemaker. So I'm always about trying to make someone smile. I'm going to cut up, do something silly to make you laugh because I'm a bubbly person. I'm a happy person. Even, like I say, I've been dealing with chronic pain. I've dealt with this since I was in a major bus accident driving the city bus. But even in the midst of the pain, I still can have joy and try to push that on mm-hmm. to someone else. So it's good to be an mm-hmm. encourager and lift up other people because you don't know what they're going through.
That's very true. And see, here's the thing that people that I think that a lot of Christians fail to realize. That's a fundamental part of being a Christian. And since I'm identifying mm-hmm. with your pain, and God bless you, I'm praying complete healing over your life in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. But
Amen.
I think that she is the epitome. My sister is the epitome of what ministry is about. We can be going through pure hell up in here, but at the same time, mm-hmm. we have an obligation to people to not let that show to them. We still have mm-hmm. an obligation to be an encouragement to the community. Now, if we have to talk mm-hmm. to somebody, it says in the word that we confess our sins amongst each other. That's one thing. That's what we have each other's back. But we have to be very mindful of what our role is as God's people. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. And just like I was saying, that's where the responsibility comes to. Go ahead, Pastor
mm-hmm. Darlene. And, you know, I have a saying that I always say, you know, when you're going through stuff, you have people that say, well, why me? Why did God let this happen to me? And I'm like, why not you? You know, and your go-through is not for you. your go-through was for someone else. God, he allowed it to happen. Nothing can happen to us that God doesn't allow. So since he allowed it, how are you going to handle it? What's your plan? Not what's God's plan. What's your plan now that you're in it? How are you going to handle it? You're going to mope and complain? Are you going to praise and worship your way through it? Knowing that God is not, he didn't leave you. He's there with you in your go-through. So push on through it. Because somebody they need you to go through it so you can let them know, listen, I know what you're going through. I experienced that. Let me tell you how God brought me through.
Mm-hmm. And that's what it comes to, like we were discussing about the testimony. You know, if you've never been through that, how are you going to be a witness to someone? If you've never been on drugs and you know this guy been on drugs and he got a problem, I mean, you can encourage him, but really, I mean, can you really tell him your story of the drugs that you went through? You know, just like they said with the people out on the street, you know, to me, I think when it comes to vandalize, I would like to go out there just my sneakers, T-shirt, jeans on. Because the 9 out of 10, they just want somebody to listen. I mean, you know, we can get so big-headed, so holding. This still coming with relationships. I mean, how can I put this? They looking for someone to listen. Not no one to bash them across the head, no one to keep telling them they're doing.
Right.
Majority of them know that they're wrong. They just want somebody to listen to them, somebody that's going to encourage them. And the next level in relationship is L, which we're going to talk about. Love, we got 3 minutes. But we should show love to everybody. Because if you really look at it, that's what Jesus did. When he walked around, he was with the sinners, the whoremongers, the ones who were killing folks because they were Christians. But he still showed love and compassion. Even when he had him on the cross, he still had love for us. And God has so much love for us, he gave his only begotten son. His only son.
Yep.
I don't know what man on this face of this earth would give their child for something else.
Yeah.
But that's how much God loves us. Why we can't love people the same way Jesus did and the way God loves us because he gave up his only son. That's love. No matter what you do or what you say, we still supposed to show that love as Christians. Now, that's what we're supposed to do. This is where our responsibility comes in. And it's the same way in a relationship. If you love that person, we always say love don't hurt. But sometimes things happen.
Sometimes it
Some people don't. Some people do it to really piss you off and make you mad, but some people it just happens. They don't do it on purpose. But we still have to show that love and compassion for each other, regardless of what the situation is. I mean, like I always say on Facebook, God loves you, and I do too. And I do, because I don't want to see nobody lose their soul or die to go to hell. I don't want to see nobody lose their marriage because of a little simple thing. I don't want to see nobody lose their friendship over something simple. But we as people, we're human. You know, we are emotional. Men are emotional too, not like women, but we all emotional. So things gonna hurt us more than it will the other person. You know, I'm just saying, we have to show that love and compassion. We have to encourage one another. And we all should know our responsibility when it comes to being in leadership. Show God that we know what our responsibility is being a child of God. You know, that's what he gave us. With the men, he gave us the authority. But you got some men just, you know, I'm just sorry, brother. See, I can be mad with all we want to, but I'm keeping it real. I'm just being transparent. We got some men that's so passive. And stand there and look, wife tell you to jump, you ask how high. Because you look in the word, the man is the head and not the tail.
That's
the
right.
Head of the
that's
house.
Right.
I'm just sorry. I mean, you get mad at me all you want to, but that's in the word. If you're gonna get mad at God. That's his word, not mine.
That's his word.
And just
that's
like
right.
Before we go,
that's his word.
Before we go, just like the women keep saying, I want to find my husband. Lady, I get that for called on this, but you read Proverbs 18:22, you ain't supposed to look for your husband. You're supposed to present yourself as a wife
come
and you find your
come
husband. Whatever you present yourself,
right.
That's what you're going to get. Don't get mad at me. I'm just keeping it real. This is your boy, Deacon Chance. Oh, I'd like to thank my co-host, Pastor Darlene Hall from Charlotte, North Carolina, and my homegirl, Pastor Falana Wilson. Y'all have a blessed day. Peace. We out.